where a day at the races begins. RSN 927's Race Day Morning.
It is time for the Interstate Hour, and we kick off with the Sydney preview at Randwick, of course, with the Everest, the highlight there. Before we welcome in Lizzie and also David Gately, Kieran Maher and David Eustace Racing have released a statement this morning after Sir Dragon A had to be put down after a track gallop at Moonee Valley, and it reads, "We're heartbroken to announce that Sir Dragon A has broken down during a piece of work at Moonee Valley this morning and was euthanised on course. In the year that the Dragon has been in our care, he has won our hearts with his exploits both on and off the track. Our condolences go out to his owners, connections, and all who cared for this wonderful horse. It has left a hole in our hearts, but we're forever thankful for our time with him, and he will forever remain a Cox Plate champion. Rest easy, Dragon. Our thoughts with the connections and the people that look after Sir Dragon A and the Maher and Eustace camp." That is sad news, but we're thinking of you guys this morning. Let's welcome in the team. Lizzie Jelfs, good morning to you.
Good morning. Yeah, very sad news about Sir Dragon A. It's always tough for stables and connections to lose such a, any horse. But I really feel for the staff who have worked very closely with him, because he's obviously been an integral part of their team for a short amount of time, but they've enjoyed every step of it.
Yeah, and it's hard to explain to people who haven't been involved in stables before, Lizzie, but it does hit a stable really hard when something like this happens.
Yeah, it's like losing. You remember that you get up every day and tend to these horses.
I think we just dropped, Lizzie just dropped out there. Gator, good morning to you. Lizzie just explaining that they turn up every day, look after these horses. They become part of their family.
Yeah, 100%. And it's not as if, it's just the fast ones. I remember being out at Ballarat one day and it was a really slow race, and trainer, not many have heard of, they lost one, and it's a really slow horse, but he tried hard, and she was just absolutely devastated. Just shows you the love and care for these beautiful animals.
Yeah, I think we got you back now, Lizzie, just explaining there that they wake up every morning with these horses.
Yeah, well, they're part of the family. They're like pets, and when you lose a pet, it's like losing a family member, and I'm sure that's how everyone's feeling within the stable, and even people who have followed the Dragon A's career, they also feel very sad about it. It's just part and parcel of racing, and it's why we do it. We do it for the horses, and we do it for the love of it. And condolences to everyone involved in such a wonderful horse.
I think you're on your way to Randwick as we speak. Soft seven at the moment. Nevesh Ramdani pointed out that they should have a pretty good day there at Randwick, and the track should stay around that range. But he did point out the wind conditions, and he was indicating that, especially for the Everest start, that those horses on pace, they might have a small disadvantage because they'll be going into a headwind.
Yes, they have told me that the great winds are coming. So at the moment, there's not a breath of wind in the air. So we're waiting to see. I wonder if that will dry the track up with this wind. Obviously, a soft seven. Sun's pretty, it's pretty strong sunshine. I just hope there's a little bit of wind and it might improve that track slightly.
And Gator, sometimes there's so many different variables that you have to work out when it comes to the great game.
Yeah, no doubt. It's just another one that we factor in and try and find the answer to the piece of the puzzle, which is the great game. Looking forward to it, though.
Let's have a look at the benchmark 78, race one to kick off proceedings at Randwick. In Scratch the Five, Irish Songs. Vizanari the 9 comes out, Cataroo the 11 is out, and Monemeth for Mitchell Beer the 13 is out as well. Sushak's the $3.90 favourite, and Joe Pride gave that galloper a good push this morning on the first word. Ventura Ocean at $8, Cuban Royale is a $7 hope there, Gator, and then Bowery Breeze at $10. Fox Fighter given a good chance as well at $5.
Yeah, look, I think Ventura Ocean is the one that went up the wrong price tab early. I think about $14, those early markets. Wide against the pattern last time. Kept closing prior to that off a moderate tempo and was 7 weeks between runs. I think Map's better here and strikes a pretty shallow race. And a 78 seems to be a bit of a theme of late, these low benchmark races. But you water it down and that's what you get. Zing resumes. She was last but really quiet in her trial. She's well up to these. Zushak, pleasing return. Two lengths off camp to Rupees, easy to like. Had excuses, he's won this at 1,300, but never seen 1,400, so just don't know. And Bowery Breeze likes it wet. 2, 4, 7, 12.
2, 4, 7, and 12 for Gaither in the first. What are you thinking here, Lizzie?
Couple of horses I've been following through their preps, Cuban Royal and Ventura Ocean, have both, I had them both on top last start. So I would be, I think it's between those two horses. As Gaither said, Ventura Ocean went up the wrong price. He gets a much better, much more suitable race today. But I think Cuban Royal also gets a perfect run in transit, and he looks to me as though he's going well. I put in Arapahoe as well, somewhere in the mix, and if you're looking, if there is a bit of speed injected into the race, Fox Fighter's the horse that will be finishing off strongly. But the other element, if the track is a genuine soft seven, Barry Breeze brings her into it significantly.
Race number two is an open handicap for the gallopers competing over the mile today. It's the Star Mile, race number two. Rock comes out along with the 6 and 9. So 1, 6 and 9, the scratchings there. High Supremacy is the $2 favourite, this four-year-old by Savabil. And new arrangements of 4.20 chance. Kiss the Bride at 6.50. Looks like Alva's second up is rated a $7.50 chance as well here, Gaither.
Yeah, look, I'm with High Supremacy close up in a messy race, Silver Eagle last week. Given a great ride, pattern of the day to win fresh. Ran really well without luck in a Carbine Club third up last prep. So I think with 52 can measure up. Looks like Elvis certainly had his chance, fresh off an average trial, but there was money for him in the Bill Ritchie. That form was all over the Epsom. He just hasn't won for 100 years, but he has won twice second up when he was much, much younger. Of the others, certainly Soldier of Love's in the game now, and we've lost Rock with the scratching, so the one I've missed scratching-wise. So we have to find another one there. So I'm clicking away feverishly here. So we have 10... 3, 4, and 8 now.
Hey, that is beautifully done, Gaither. Well done. 10, 3, 4, and 8. What are you making of High Supremacy here, Lizzie?
Oh, he didn't sound at all frazzled looking through to find another number. But it was very impressive. I'm with Gaither as well. I'm with High Supremacy, and those blinkers going back on I think is going to really help him as well. If he runs anywhere near his first up performance, I believe he can win this race. So he's firmly on top. If you're looking for a little bit of value, I thought Blue Soldier was one that you could maybe pop into your multiples. He's needed a couple of runs to get him towards his peak fitness, and I think that this is the right race for him to run a lot better than he has done all prep.
Big day for Gaither today. We've got a Highway and the Kosciuszko. You can scratch the 3, 13, 15, 17, 18, 19 and 20 in the Highway. You've got a head start at $2.70 for Williams and McDonald. Golden Gorge at $13. Street Power at $10, Hope. 10 Bells at $8. And then Boss Lady Rocks give it a chance at $11 here, Gaither.
Yeah, look, I'm going to tip a head start on top. Good return running Leo to one length in one of these. That horse, of course, won a pretty rank 78 race last week, but he won it in pretty good time. And this guy won us class 3 here, second up last prep. 10 Bells covered a stack of ground last time, then gave ground trying to get in before closing off really well. It was a sneaky good run. Back 100 metres, I don't love, but 6 weeks fresh. I think it was he might be the overs compared to head start. Favourites don't win many of these. Blow Dart, Golden Gorge in the game, 2.12.9 and 1.
2.12.9 and 1 in the Highway for Gaither. What are you thinking of these country gallopers today?
Yeah, I think that the favourite will win this race. He's run well previously, first up into the campaign. When he ran second at Randwick, I thought that was a good performance, as Gaither said, behind Leo, and then Leo's gone out and won. And even though it was an ordinary race, he still won it in really good style. And I think this horse had a lot of improvement still to come. And he had that trial at Maruya, which just kept him ticking over. Gets a perfect run from gate 2, and hopefully he can get the job done for favourite backers because he's quite short. Of the others, I agree, 10 Bells, if she gets any luck, she'll be charging home from back in the field. I thought the 9, Blow Dart, also ran home strongly last start, and I put the 4 in Casino Kid first up from a wide draw.
Race number 4 is the 3-year-old fillies race, listed race over the 1,400 metres. Mystic Mermaid is a scratching. Fangirl's the favourite here for Waller and McDonald at 3.10. Hoover Lucy, 7.50. Decent Rain, the Victorian filly, heads up to Sydney at $6. And then we go down to Raduna at $7 here, Gaither.
Yeah, look, I've tipped Fangirl. You have a massive start at Gosford. Fresh made up a lot of ground there. Went to 1,400 last time, spotted them 5 and 1 by a similar margin. times and splits were terrific on the day. They dodged a harder race last week, and I was actually giving her some hope in that, so I have to tip her in this. Decent Rain, I think she wins that Champagne Stakes with clear running. The form from the race held up well at Caulfield last week in a group three. She was a brilliant maiden winner on heavy ground. First go 1400 is the unknown. Raduna and Picaroni's the latter. She's not a star, but she's very genuine. Just not about the wet though. 5-1-9-2 there.
5-1-9-2 for Gator in the fourth race. Lizzie, what are you thinking of these three-year-old fillies? Is there any one of those fillies that you really wanted to see what they look like this afternoon?
I think they're all quite average. And I think that they take it in turns to win a race. So therefore, I look for horses that have taken a lot of improvement from their previous runs or potentially will be making improvement. And when I saw Headliner at Rose Hill first up in the midweeks, I thought she had loads of improvement still to come. And I know off of her best form, she can run very, very well. So at the double figure odds, she'll be a horse that I'll be really focusing on to see how much improvement that she's made. But any one of these fillies could run well, all the ones that Gator mentioned, the one fangirl, Decent Rain, the nine, Raduna, who's going to be up on speed, making her own luck. Obviously, Roots also ran home quicker than Fangirl at Goulburn last start. So there's a number you can have a really good look at. But for me, Headliner will be the one that I'm seeing if she's made the most improvement to win this race.
All right, we can have something on Headliner there, the 11, $12.340 currently with the tab for Chris Waller and Glenn Boss. The Kosciuszko, 1,200 metres for the Country Gallopers. Scratch, this is so sad that front page, the Corowa Gallop, unfortunately couldn't make it to the race again this year. So it's a scratching. And you can take out the 16, 17, and 18. Handle the Truth at $5. Art Cadeau first up here for Terry Robertson and Tommy Berry at $4.40, but it has trialled nicely. Then we have a horse by the name of Edit at $6. Spiranac at $7.50. And we're wishing Mitchell Beer the best of luck because Sunrise Ruby, Mitchell joins us every Tuesday on RSN Central with Beer and Skittles. He is so excited to see what his mare can do. And she's been heavily supported, Gator, now into $10, Sunrise Ruby.
Right. Handle the Truth on top for me. Hasn't been disgraced the last couple in hot races. Back out to his best winning trip. Don't know about gate one, but was really good in this race last year off a wide run. That won't happen from gate one, just no matter whether in the right part of the track. Island Bay Boy, wide at Kembla, held on well behind King of Sparta in fast time. Back to a 75. Race on wet ground, Lusson walked in. I think it's a value danger. Art Cadeau is very genuine. And Edit looked good, returning gelded at Tamworth. Ran near 33 flat last 600. So third horse came out one easily. 1937 for me.
Island Bay Boy, you can get around $23 for Gator's value pick there, Lizzie. What are you thinking for the Kosciuszko?
I think it's between 1 and 3, Art Cadeau and Handle the Truth. Or I should say Handle the Truth and Art Cadeau, 1 and 3. Handle the Truth is going really well. He gets a perfect run. Art Cadeau is trialling up nicely. He's had no problems at all this preparation. It will be the yard that makes my decision. If I was to go with one that is super consistent and had more upside, I would go with Art Cadeau. And if I was looking for value, I thought the 12 Ceasefire could be value, hitting the line strongly from back in the field.
All right, then race six is the Sydney Stakes over the 1,200 metres. Wait for age group three level. Scratchings are clear. Kevin Tari's at $4.60. James Cummings, happy with him. Senior Fox at $5.50. Standout at $8. Big Parade, your favourite, at $3.20. Rocketing By at $19 Hope. And Fitchus is at $12 here, Gator. Is it Kevin Tari's day again?
Yeah, I think he's in the picture. He did dig deep last time to win and hasn't really been a theme of his. But he beat Zatori and Kemmel Parson. Now, those two horses are very, very genuine. They love to win, so he really had to dig to beat them. He's won twice second up. Just staying at 1,200 is a query. So I'm going to tip Senior Fox, who was out last in a trial but flew home behind Classic Legend. He went by last week's winner, Minhaj, and he won a Star Kingdom fresh last prep. For two, battled hard at 1,400 last time. I think back to 1,200 is no negative. And stand out some hope, but into a soft seven range is right away from what he ideally wants. So I had to shuffle him down. 2-1, 11 and 3.
2-1, 11-3 for Gaither in the Sydney Stakes. This is an interesting race here, Lizzie. What do you make of Kemantari? Because everybody loves to talk about him.
I like him. Yeah. I think he's a lovely horse. He's very beautiful. And he's created quite a persona, hasn't he? He's got this sort of persona where they don't think he tries very hard and he's not savaging the line, but he's won a lot more than most race horses and a lot more than most that I own. So I really like him and I'd love to own him. I think he's well in the mix in this race. The horses that fly first up are a horse like Senior Fox. He's going to get a great run in transit and he'll hit the line, you know, really strongly. He's got a terrific turn of foot when everything goes his way, and he's especially a good horse to catch when he's first up into the campaign. I thought Enchanted Heart always improves second up, and she's one that likes a bit of a cut out of the track, so she's somewhere in the mix as well. And of the others, you have to put in Big Parade, who seems to be a completely different horse this preparation. And who knows what he will do, whether he will... he missed a start last time and they rode him quietly and he still won. Will he be leading? It will be up to the horse. He's a bit of an enigma as well, but he's been winning really well this prep and you can't knock him.
Race 7's the feature. The Tab Everest worth $15 million. Let's hear what Les Bridge has to say about the second favourite now, Classic Legend.
Actually, his last trial, his first one was ordinary. Second one was better. But McAvoy said he felt like, the other day when he trialled his last trial, McAvoy said he felt as good as he did last year. So that's all I can go on. Last year, I thought he was a certainty. This year, I think he can win. But he's got to do it first up. So, yeah, that's the doubt. I think he's a great horse, mate. I wouldn't try it with any other horse. That's all I can tell you.
And Victoria's represented by the Inferno for Cliff Brown.
Look, I do. I think, you know, Damien came and galloped the horse this morning and he made a great point. He said, you can't actually go into a race with him and with a speed map, I'm going to be here, I'm going to be there. You actually have to get the horse into his rhythm first and get him comfortable and from there, he'll put himself into the race. And I think that was very important. So I think, first and foremost, get him going, get him behind, get a bit of cover and let him run his race from there. I think if it's soft, he's OK. And if it gets any worse, we're into sort of we-don't-know territory.
And here's Gordon Richards talking about Guy Trust's chances.
Someone asked me that the other day. I think he's better. But, of course, since then, he's had a knee operation 12 months ago. But I just think he looks better. And I think the run in the shorts was pretty good, even though he didn't win it. I think he's at least as good as what he was 12 months ago. So now you just need luck.
How have you worked out this year's Everest Gaither?
Yeah, look, I think obviously it's just become an outstanding race, isn't it? World class, as you'd expect for $500 billion, which is awesome. I think I've tipped Nature Strip on top. I think it's the perfect draw for him, given the way that I'm expecting the track to play and how I'm expecting the race to unfold. When he won the TJ Smith, he just went up and sat on Eduardo. He cruised past him and then won by two lengths from Masked Crusader with big gaps behind to Eduardo and horses like, most of these rivals. So he looks like he's in that vein of form. And if he is, he will look the winner, I think, at the 300. He'll hopefully get a break. And he's got to hold off the big finishers. And those big finishers are Masked Crusader, who zoomed home in that TJ Smith. He's just got to jump cleanly. That's your query. And Classic Legend, his trials have been outstanding. But, it is a different beast, isn't it? Jogging at low intensity and then getting into a fierce 1,200-metre race. But we know his class. I mean, he was so good winning this last year. Guitra and Eduardo, certainly in exotics. 1-6-2-4, the big one.
1-6-2-4 for Gaither. I think he's such a fascinating runner today, Lizzie, his favourite Classic Legend, and the brilliance of Les Bridge to get him ready first up for an Everest. Do you think he can do it?
Well, Les is just... that interview was great because he was really open. Les is a man of very few words and he doesn't generally say too much, but he gave you his honest appraisal of that horse.
Yep.
And I reckon that he's pretty much spot on. He comes into this race with a few risks. He's running in it first up. McAvoy says he's going as good as he was this time last year, but he has had obviously a few problems in the interim, and he's got to travel, you know, have that, you know, hoodoo of coming back from Hong Kong as well. So there's a few question marks. The reality is, if he turns up, as good as last year, he wins this race. He won it by 2.5 lengths last year, and that's what he'll be winning it by this year if he is as good as he was this same day last year. So that will be interesting to have a look at him in the yard and see how he presents and sort of get some idea. But I know there's a lot of positivity coming from Kieran McAvoy, and he thinks that he's right there. So we have to take him on that judgment, and it sounds like Les thinks he's going just as well. The other reality is 1,200 metres, you can, most of these horses, you can pull out the paddock and they'd run a good race over 1,000 metres. So they've had a lot of trials to get them ready first up into the campaign. So I don't think first up is going to be an issue fitness-wise for him. I think the speed map is going to be the most important. If they really attack each other, the Nature Strips, Eduardo's, even Home Affairs, if they really wrap the speed on, it's going to set it up for a horse like Classic Legend and Guitra. But if they go at a nice steady tempo, his Nature Strip and Eduardo, it looks like they could be fighting it out like they have done in previous starts. So I've got a bit of a soft spot for Eduardo. I think that he's having a great preparation. They've set him for this race. Know he's a question mark at the 1,200 metres, even though he's won a Group 1 over the 1,200. But I'm happy to gamble on him at around the $6. And I think that he's going to be riding the finish from Classic Legend, who has, as I said, he's got the chance to win this race if he's back to his best. You can't knock him for anything that he's done. Then I put Guitra in, and, of course, Masked Crusader, who we're hitting the line strongly, I hope.
Yeah, what a great race. So much to try and work out and dissect, and I guess we'll find out just after 4.15 this afternoon. And Joe Pride, he was very confident when I had a chat to him this morning regarding the chances of Eduardo as well. So Gator's numbers there, 1, 6, 2 and 4. He's with Nature Strip and Lizzie with Eduardo in at the Tab Everest. Let's have a look at the Craven Plate Race 8. Weight for age, Group 3 over the 2,000 metres. Scratch the 3. 5, 6, 7, 8 and 11. And we have an odds on favourite, Think It Over, at $1.90. Shared Ambition, $3.40. Yonkers at $9. Lions Roar at $9.50. Skylab at $12. And Bargains the Ruffy at $17. Gator.
Yeah, look, it's I think we're left with Think It Over here, just given the track rating, and we've lost Hungry Heart and Kia Nautique. For that reason, I assume... he's just a ripper, Think It Over. He just never runs poorly. What a chase last time to run down Shared Ambition, who was so well rated. I think they're the main two again. Yonkers' first up win was stunning. I know he's big odds, but you have to take it at face value. It was phenomenal given the pattern of the day. He's proven second up. Obviously, Wait for Age 2000 is a new query, but he's a different horse the last 12 months, this one. And Sky Lab next, 1, 2, 4 and 10.
1, 4...
1, 2...
Oh, 1, 2, sorry, 4 and 10. I apologise, Gator. 1, 2.
Dyslexia?
Yeah, I am. That's one problem I can't help. Lizzie, is Think It Over a good thing at $1.90?
Yeah, I guess he is. I mean, it looks his race to lose. If you're looking for a bit of value, I thought Bargain ran really well last start, and down in the weights, she had improvement to come, and she loves getting her toe into the ground. So she's one at the double figure odds, I think, can run well, the outsider.
David Eustace gave High Emotion a really good push this morning on the first word in the St. Ledger Stakes there, which is race 9 at Randwick. Attorney comes out the 3. The 6, Great House, of course, gains a start in the Caulfield Cup. We've got Otonte at $3.90. Warnings had some good backing at $7.50. Fun Fact at $9. Young Rascal at $11. Cariff at $9. Loonsies at $7.50, and then we go to Perfect Deal at $9.50 and High Emotion at $6, Gator.
Yeah, it's a good race for Entente. I think, you kind of know he was beaten in the Metro, but I think he was a bit unlucky. You know, he had a perfect run, but they just peeled out so far from home, and Montefiore just got his back and nutted him on the line. So I think he was strong on the line, though, like that, getting to 2,600. Fun fact, he's had some busy runs, to say the least, on the speed his last couple. He's a big improver here if they can lead. Warning gets up in trip, wet track, fitter. He looked in need of 2 laps the other day. He didn't wind up at all, and then was very good that last 100 metres. And then we've got Lunacy. So 1, 4, 2 and 8 now.
So 1, 2, 4 and 8 there for Gator. A little bit nervous
one,
now.
1, 4.
1, 4, 2 and 8. Sorry, you're going too quick. I'm trying to write them in as quick as possible, Gabe. Sure. I apologise.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah. Not you, it's me.
No, it is me. Hey, Lizzie, who wins this race?
I'm going with Entente as well. 1, 9, and 2 All right. My numbers.
And the last race, scratchings, you can take out the 11 and 13. Equations had good backing at $3.20. Ronnie Duffer, see keen on its chances. Suave at $7.50. And then we go down to Promise of Success at $3.70. And Papali at $11 here, Gator.
I always gain a bit of confidence when the Duff's with me. So Equation will make our best. Had a task first up against the bias. Struck Trouble in a messy Silver Eagle. Battled well. Here he is back to a 78 race to 1,400. Won the Canberra Guineas third up last. I mean, beating a good one in High Supremacy. Suave was first up off 12 months when wide against that track pattern in the High Supremacy race. Then good ride, good win last time as well back. He improved second up to third up last prep, I noted. Knight of Power's going well, running on well behind Ellsberg's easy to like through that same Silver Eagle form. And Promise of Success. I think they went up a bit thin, but certainly in the game. 1, 3, 2, and 8.
1, 2, I'm only joking. 1, 3, 2, and 8. 1, 3, 2, and 8 for Gator in the last. Are you with Equation here, Lizzie, as well?
Yes, I always gain a bit of confidence when G-Dog and the Duff.
G-Dog.
The same horse as me.
I knew that was you, Lizzie. Used to that text in every Thursday for Gator's game plan, calling him the G-Doggy Dog and G-Dog. I thought it was
yes,
you.
Yes, of course it's me. I'm with Equation as well, yeah. I think it's between Equation and Promise of Success, and Equation's going to be up on speed, and Promise of Success is just going to be spotting them a start like she always does, but she will finish off strongly and got a bit of time for both of these horses, so I'll be playing around Equation and Promise of Success, the 1 and the 8.
Enjoy Everest Day. You have to fight for your car park today. There's some people turning up, Lizzie.
Oh, gosh. It's always high stress these big days. I don't know why it has to be.
Well, enjoy your day. We look forward to watching you on Sky Thoroughbred Central and Channel 7. Good on you, Lizzie.
Thanks. Have a great day, guys.
There's Lizzie Jelfs. And Gate, if I will listen right, it was race 10, number 1, your best.
Yeah, that's it. I'm one of the great humans, Lizzie. Race 10, number 1, Equation, make our best, mate. Do you want a little quaddie?
I'd really enjoy that, please.
Well, what a time to be alive. Yep. Okay, so Nature Strip Master said a classic legend. I'm going to throw in Guitra and Eduardo in the wider quaddie, but we can always go skinnier, second quaddie. 1, 6, 2, 4, and 3. 1, 2 should get us through the Craven Plate. 1, 4, 2 should get us through the St. Ledger. 1, 3, 2, 8 home.
1, 3, 2, and 8 on the way home there. Dare I ask, do you have anything in Adelaide, Gator?
I am all over it. Morpheville, race 8, number 9, Howl, our best in the City of Churches.
Race 8, number 9, Howl. Love it. Thanks for that, mate. Enjoy your day, and we can catch you with Tony Brassel on Sky Racing 1.
Can't wait. Thanks, mate.